Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
The issue of evictions, landlords, and a pot of money sitting there to be distributed. Explain.
Yeah, the state has extended the eviction moratorium all the way out to August 31st to help accommodate renters and landlords. The state is sitting on a pot of $2.4 billion specifically to help those folks who are in arrears make payments that are due. And compared to other states, New York is definitely way behind. If you look at some of our neighbors, Vermont is on its second round of handing out rental assistance. Connecticut, too much fanfare back in March, started sending around staffers and an RV in hard-to-reach areas to help people who might have trouble signing up for assistance to get started on the process. Massachusetts and New Jersey have all started on the process. And in New York, the applications won't be ready until the end of this month, which then gives you a short time frame from the end of May to the end of August to get your payment and cover your expenses.
So what's the holdup, Yancey?
They've had the money for months. I think the holdup has been that they were waiting to pass legislation to set rules for a program. Now, that didn't happen until the budget was adopted, which was the first week of April. And now they're still trying to get ready the application process so people can jump in and participate. But again, it's way behind what some of our neighbors are doing.
Nursing home vacancy up. Interesting story in Newsday today.
That's right. We did a survey of occupancy rates in nursing homes across New York State, and they're triple what they were before the pandemic. Forever, the typical occupancy or rather vacancy rate was about 7%, and now it's up to 21% vacancy rates in nursing homes across New York. This has raised a lot of questions about whether some will go out of business. This is the highest vacancy rate ever recorded since the state started keeping statistics. At the same time, people across the country are expressing doubts about nursing homes because of the pandemic. And others are saying, well, wait a minute, this is maybe an opportunity to explore other things such as at-home services and community-based services for people in need.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks as always.
Thanks, Dave.